This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business. Do you guys give this to them?
I think so, but they can print it out themselves, make their own samples. It
says this 0% partner establishment donates their excess food to those in need.
All set? Yep. Good to meet you.
America has a food waste problem. In February 2014, the USDA estimated that we waste 31% of our food in this country. The Natural Resource Defense Council thinks it's closer to 40%. And that has to change. Chicago-based 0% thinks they have the solution. Restaurants and grocery stores with extra food can sign up to have 0% come to their businesses and pick up their surplus. Those donations are tax-deductible, so they're great for the restaurants. Then 0% sells that extra food to shelters and food banks. But the crazy part is that they're not a charity. 0% is a business, and they're not making zero profit. Recently, Heritage Radio's Caitlin Pierce joined 0% food rescuer Adam Vaughn on his delivery route. Here he explains how they make their money.
So I read the nonprofits pay 30 cents a pound, right? So, but they seem really stoked about getting the food.
Yeah.
So how do they get their food before? What do they do when they don't get your donations?
A lot of them just rely on, like, donations from, like, families or stores, like, individuals. But I guess, like, the good thing about our program is that we are able to donate, like, produce and perishables, which the nonprofits don't get a lot of, usually, because obviously it goes bad. And that's not usually what people donate. It's usually, like, non-perishables, canned goods, things that aren't as healthy.
That's right. 30 cents a pound for fresh, healthy food. It doesn't sound like a very profitable business model, but 0%'s services are in such high demand that they are expanding rapidly. They started as an idea at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where founder Raj Karmani was getting his PhD in computer science. He realized that restaurants were throwing away lots of fresh, tasty food that other people would like to have. Pretty soon, he had developed an app. That app lets businesses and charities easily tell 0% when they want food delivered or if they have food to pick up. Now, that idea is responsible for picking up thousands of pounds of food every day from the restaurants and grocery stores of the Chicago area. Businesses are pretty happy about it.
My name is Manny Aguinaga, and I'm one of the managers from Sopropina.
What did you do before with the food?
Since I've been here, you know, we've been always donating all the leftover food, you know. So,
cool.
But, you know, the place that I used to work for used to go on the garbage.
Yeah.
Sopropina is a chain, and each of their locations gives at least a couple bags of food a day to 0%. Adam picked up food from seven other businesses that day alone. He's just one driver, and that was a shorter route than normal. Bottom line, 0% can help maximize food businesses' profits while minimizing their waste. And they're leading the charge to provide nonprofits with fresh, healthy food. We think it's a win-win. And the good news? They're expanding to new cities soon. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.